This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio in Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. The number is the same. Call, text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin on a daily basis almost.
He just ruined it right now.
He just ruined it again. She joins us every Wednesday at this time. Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcements. Don't forget, folks, that early voting is underway across Wisconsin. You have until November 3rd to go and vote early. If you have questions, go to civicmedia.us/vote, civicmedia.us/vote, and also check out, I have a blog. You can read my blog. I'm asking you a favor in my blog.
Please read my blog.
Everyone has that blog, so we're all blogging. Read my blog, civicmedia.us. All right, it is 11:52. That means, Calvin, it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Should you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today's this shouldn't be a thing is from the, well, that went well department. Here's the headline. Woman pulls gun when Uber driver refuses to take her dog for a ride, according to Florida police.
Florida.
I know. Shocker. It's Florida. Uber driver found himself facing the wrath of an armed and angry pet owner when he refused to take her dog along for the ride. Here's what happened. The driver has two women in his car. He takes them to the stop. They say, we're going to pay you for a second stop, but I want you to pick up our friend. At this point, the 27-year-old tried to get into the car with the dog. The Uber driver told her he did not want the dog in his car, so he asked them all to leave. The dog owner became irate and refused to get out. That led to the driver getting out, the woman getting out, at which time she pulled a gun from her bag, threatened the victim, and took his phone. The victim tried to flee the scene in his car. The woman jumped on it, tried to stop him from leaving. Once he got away, he flagged down a bystander, used their phone to call 911 for help. A witness reported the woman with the gun and the dog went to a nearby home and asked someone to give her a ride to a relative's. Here's the kicker line. They stated that she appeared to be in a rush to get out of the area. I would imagine so.
Everyone's trying to leave Florida.
The 9mm believed to have been used was later found under a vehicle at the same home. The woman has been arrested and now charged with armed robbery, grand theft, providing false information during a law enforcement investigation, and will likely face some severe charges. So again, was this the plan? I guess that's what my question is. That went well? Was that what you envisioned when you got your friends to pick you up with your dog? And now you're going to face charges. Did we not think out the crime? Did we not think out the ride? What was the goal of this? I'm confused.
I don't think there was a goal.
Well, I think it's just that idea of I'm going to get in this Uber.
And I want to bring my dog.
Oh, I can't bring my dog? Well, of course not. Click, click. There you go. Let me, like, that idea of going from I can't have my dog to I will pull a gun out of my pocket on my person and I will solve this dilemma as one Florida person always does.
Because it's always a good way to get someone to give you a ride is at gunpoint.
Yeah, I guess. We're not role models.
No, hi.
Don't do this at home. I don't care if you live in Florida. Don't do this.
Yeah, don't. That's a bad. It's a bad idea. And yeah, don't do that.
I want to know what her friends were thinking. Were they like, oh, Cheryl?
There goes Cheryl again.
Cheryl just being Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl, stop it. It'll be fine.
It's not even loaded. Don't worry. Just let the dog in. Be quiet.
All right. That is today's edition of Calvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
We would love to hear your thing that you think should not be. So send it in to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Dr. Laura Hanks, thank you so much for your time. You have a very, very, very busy life.
That's true.
You do.
I'm not gonna argue.
And we really appreciate you carving out a little piece of it for us. Next week we will talk Viagra and if
ooh.
Yes, well we will. And if you ever have a medical question for Dr. Hanks, and it does not have to be OBGYN related, you can email that to us as well at janesays@civicmedia.us. All right. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. Keep it right here on the vast statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you in the morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.